I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. One more hour left. Time flies when you're having fun. Every weeknight, we start at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 Pacific. I'm going to be making way for Miss Amy Lawrence at 2 a.m. She's going to go ahead and lead the ship. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. We know times are tough right now, but Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need help with your mortgage, contact them 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you, okay? This show has been, tonight has been the Michael Vick show. We started talking about the NFL and their all-decade team that was announced. My good buddy Willie Colon, who was an offensive lineman and Super Bowl champ with the Pittsburgh Steelers and New York Jets, he called in and gave his thoughts on the all-decade team. He was teammates with two of the members there, Marquise Pouncey. He was right there with him on the offensive line. Antonio Brown was a different player. Maybe a different human being. Maybe he's battling a whole lot of mental health issues right now. But it was great to get the perspective of Willie Colon. And then the phones just blew up. The phones blew up crazy. Lamar Jackson said there's no doubt. And then why is it even a question that Michael Vick is a Hall of Famer? Lamar Jackson was responding to a tweet of Michael Vick highlights online. And he said, why is this even a question? And it is a question. I would say people are split 50-50 between all of the callers that we have had. Okay, the line's been blowing up. If you want to call me at any time, you could hit me 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. You can own, you can rent. Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. A home, having a house is hard work. You know this already. You can get a quote at geico.com because it is easy. Now, we've had some potential breaking news here with Major League Baseball and their plans to start the season. I'm going to go ahead and talk to Jeremy. Jeremy's going to get the last word here on this conversation with Michael Vick. And then we're going to start talking about all of these empty stadiums and the potential of us maybe seeing baseball as soon as next month. I can't wait to tell you about that. Let's chat with Jeremy in Canada real quick. Jeremy, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead with your comment.
How are you, JR?
I'm terrific. Thank you. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I just want to say I love your show. I hit the gym every night just to kind of keep a normal life going, and I like to listen to you when everything wraps up.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you, man. I try to listen to myself in the gym as well in the morning, but I bore myself. What's up, Jeremy?
Well, I wanted to chime in on Michael Vick. I have grown up, even up here in Canada, I've grown up a Cowboys fan. So there was no way in hell I was ever going to cheer for Vick with Atlanta or with
right.
Philly.
Right.
But I got to say, I got a lot of respect for the guy, the way he came back and kind of made a go of his career the second time around.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Yeah. Come back, play of the year.
That being said, I think in his situation, I think you kind of look at the old adage, the punishment's got to fit the crime. And I think if we're talking about Vic even getting in the conversation for the Hall of Fame, then I think consideration has to come from an outside source of the NFL. I think before Vic can be considered for the Hall of Fame, I honestly think that the Major League Baseball's got to let Pete Rose in their Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they're trying to keep Pete Rose on that bench, until. Well, I know. I think Pete Rose has that mop on his head. I think they may be trying to keep him on the bench for a long time until we at least see a couple grays. But he's in a totally different spot there, Jeremy. I appreciate you calling up in Canada.
Cheers, JR. Thanks, man.
Cheers to you as well. Thank you so much, Jeremy. Yeah, you know, there's so many different opinions about Mike. And even on my Twitter, you know, at JR Sport Brief, I'm reading some of the comments. You know, we have a lot of folks who, you know, who consider Michael Vick subhuman, even for what, you know, everything he's done and he's been through. And, you know, there's people and there have been people and guys in the NFL who have, like, you know, killed humans and have abused human beings. So, I mean, we can really pick and choose here, but the man served his time. I don't know if we need to convict him for the rest of his life there. But you can always holler at me, even if I'm not right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You can get at me at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, at JR Sport Brief on Instagram. You know, I'm easily accessible on Facebook at JR Sport Brief. So we can go ahead and keep the conversation rolling there. And in lieu of not having sports, we've had a lot of obviously conversations here. Thank you for the NFL, the All-Decade team. Thank you to everybody who just chimed in about Michael Vick. And I think something else that we have to keep in mind is, you know, this weekend was very interesting for all of my football fans and fans of the WWE, as WrestleMania took place with no fans at their performance center in Orlando, Florida, not in Tampa, with 80,000 fans. It was surreal for a start. I think they did a good job with especially, you know, the wrestlers, especially the super athletic guys. It was a ladder match I saw. These guys are really showing out. There was The Undertaker, who fought in a cinematic graveyard or boneyard match, and they did the best that they could in trying to entertain the fans. And then even Robert Gronkowski was there. Yeah, I called him Robert Gronkowski. I did. Shout outs to all my friends up in Western New York listening right now. You know, Rob Gronkowski was present as the host, quote unquote, for WrestleMania. I don't know if I would have him host anything else. He's not the most you know, charismatic or well-rounded guy to stand in front of a microphone or a camera for too long without, you know, doing a little, you know, seeming out of place, a little caveman-ish, if you ask me. But Rob Gronkowski won the 24/7 title. I didn't see Monday Night Raw because I was hanging out with you guys, but I presume, you know, maybe he's still around or they'll film some other vignettes with Rob Gronkowski. I mean, when I see Rob Gronkowski on the TV, I'm kind of going the other way. You know, I'm not interested in seeing Gronk in movies or television. I've had my share of watching Rob Gronkowski just destroy cornerbacks who look like gnats when he caught the football trying to brush them off. But, you know, hopefully sooner than later, the WWE will be back in action. Later on in the show, I'm going to tell you about Dana White. Dana White has been hell-bent on pushing through with his UFC events. I'm going to tell you what exactly he's working on. I'm going to tell you about that at the rollout. That's going to be around 1:45. We're going to talk about that. But right now, this just came through. You know, this past weekend, President Donald Trump said, "I'm expecting and hoping that the NFL could be back in action with fans by September." And we're talking about putting 50,000 people, 60, 70, 80,000 people in arenas all across the United States of America to watch football games. Well, we know Major League Baseball is behind the start of their season by several weeks already. And, you know, it's being bandied and spoken about right now that Major League Baseball is going to try and attempt, or they're trying to focus in on starting the season as early as May. Okay. Basically, they would house this. They would bring all 30 teams to Phoenix, Arizona, and utilize all of the spring training facilities. They would utilize the Arizona Diamondbacks Chase Field, and they would isolate all of the players and their coaching staffs at local hotels in the Phoenix area. Now, if you've never been to Phoenix, if you've never been to Glendale, it's beautiful. It's temperate at this time of year for baseball. That's why you do have the spring training between Florida and Arizona. It's the best weather, I'd say, in the country. And then you certainly have the space to go about doing that. I mean, there are a lot of possibilities to get baseball back, but this is probably the best one right now. You know, if they can get a spring training, a second spring training, so to speak, going, that may be a good idea. We may have a June opening day. Now, having said that, if Major League Baseball does utilize, you know, all of these baseball facilities in the Phoenix area, you know, it's still not going to have fans present. But what it would do, it would allow everyone who's sitting at home with cabin fever right now, it would allow them with some live entertainment and some live sports. So Major League Baseball is really trying to push ahead. They obviously have to coordinate this, if going through, with the CDC, the National Institute of Health. And, you know, this would have to be a strict isolation. This couldn't be something just slapped together. As much as we want to see baseball and sports, we have to have it in a setting that's going to be conducive to people walking away healthy, not just slapping things together. You know, Adam Silver, commissioner of the NBA, you know, he said as well, he's still not certain today as to how the rest of the NBA season is going to develop. And he says he won't have an idea until we get we're sitting in May, and that's the reality of it. So whether it's the NFL, who's going to continue with their draft on the 23rd of April as of right now, you know, whether it's Major League Baseball, who's trying to look into Phoenix, the NBA has looked into Las Vegas. You know, I hope that we can get back into a safer place as a world, as a country. And then we can hopefully focus in on sports. The last thing I would want to see or hear out of our own want, and it's not just our own want, it's the business aspect of it. You know, there are television contracts that you know, these companies are paying billions of dollars to broadcast these games. And while people are home, they want their butts in seats. They want them on the couch. They want them streaming. They want them in front of the television, you know, watching these games. But I don't think we should just do it just for our own entertainment purposes and values. We've seen the NBA players, who obviously play in close proximity on offense and defense, we've seen them come down with this coronavirus. Is this a situation that we want to revisit? No, hell no. I don't think anybody wants to. You know, we've been in the house and in the crib, and you know, we want to get back to normal, but I don't think it should be at the expense of, you know, just everybody's own entertainment value. So, you know, I will continue to take empty WrestleManias. I will continue to begrudgingly look at Rob Gronkowski, and I'm fine with looking at baseball in an empty stadium. I'm fine with looking at NBA basketball in an empty stadium, as long as it's safe. And that begs the question, and this is a question I have to you out there, you know, how long before you will feel comfortable attending a sporting event? If baseball opens up the season in May in isolation, or June in opening day in isolation, and they say, okay, here we go, September, all the fans can go back, are you going right back to a baseball game? President Donald Trump says he expects things to be okay, or the NFL. He would hope things are okay for the NFL to have a normal regular season. Okay, well, September's here. You have season tickets, or you don't, or your favorite team or players coming to town. Are you rushing to go to the stadium? You know, let me know what you think. 855-212-4CBS. When things get back to normal, hopefully sooner than later, how long before you decide to attend a local sporting event again? I want to get your opinion. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Call me up and let me know. 855-212-4CBS. That number again is 855-212-4CBS. When things are normal, are you going back to a sporting event? We'll be back on the JR Sport Brief. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I got about 40 minutes left until Amy Lawrence comes to take over Major League Baseball. It seems that they are trying to execute a plan to bring baseball back to us by May. Spring training in May, hopefully, maybe an opening day in June It's being reported that this would take place in isolation in Phoenix, Arizona, utilizing all of the major league stadium that's there, Chase Field, where the Diamondbacks play, all of the surrounding facilities in Phoenix that teams use for spring training. This is a possibility. Obviously, it has to happen in conjunction with the CDC. The teams would have to be isolated. Everyone would have to be tested, et cetera, et cetera. But this is something that Major League Baseball is heavily exploring. We know that Adam Silver earlier today, he spoke with the good folks at Turner Sports. Shout outs to all of my coworkers at Turner. They basically said, Adam Silver, that he's not familiar right now on he won't know until May as of the status of the NBA season. It's being reported that they have explored isolation in Vegas to get things up and running. And we know that President Trump over the weekend, he met and spoke with, well, he spoke with all of the commissioners here in the United States of America, and that he's expecting and hoping for things to be back to normal in September for the NFL to proceed as usual. And I want to give a big shout out to all of my friends out in San Diego listening on 97.3 The Fan. Shout outs to my main man, Hey Spuds. You know, when things get back to normal, please. All my friends listening on The Fan in San Diego, get me back out to San Diego. I need to hit up Dana Point, one of my favorite places to visit. I need to hit up Dana Point. But before we went to break, I asked a question. You know, when sports gets back to normal, you know, if they say, hey, go out to the games, you're good. How long before you attend a sporting event again? Are you jumping feet first? Or is it going to take several months before you feel comfortable going back? Like me personally, I'm down for a good tailgate. I like to go to the games. If I'm not in the arena just walking around minding my business, I'll stop by a tailgate. You know, I'll grab somebody's food. People will be like, here, JR, here, eat this. And I'll be like, sure. They'll be like, here, JR, drink this. I'll be like, what is it? They say, it's this. And I'll say, oh, hell yeah, I'll drink that. And, you know, I like to do that. But when we get back to normal, are you going to be tailgating like you used to be? Are you going to be congregating? Are you going to be out at the games? How long before you attend a sporting event again once they say it is safe to do so? Let me know what you think. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. How long before you attend a sporting event again? Once they say it's safe, are you going right back? Let's go to Pennsylvania. Let's talk to Trey. Trey, you're on JR Sport Brief. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, I ain't going to none of these games when this thing gets back down. Like, people be drinking. Somebody coughing. I'm drunk. I'm bound to slap somebody.
Okay. Well, we don't want you to be violent, Trey. It's not what we want.
I understand, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm not risking my life to go watch no millionaire athletes play sports. Like, they might as well just have it isolated, like you said. We watch it from the crib.
Okay.
I'm cool with that.
Does this mean it's going to take a few years to get you back in the stadium, in the arena? A few years?
Not no years, but it's definitely going to take a couple months after everything settled down. But
okay,
I ain't risking my life for this.
Okay. I can dig it, Trey. I appreciate you calling up, man. You stay safe.
You too, my guy.
Thank you. Shout outs to Trey calling up from Pennsylvania. Listen, Trey, he said it. He may be drinking and somebody may cough, and he's not for it. And he's in Pennsylvania. I don't know. I'm going to assume east out on Philly, you don't want no problems with nobody in Philadelphia. That much I know. How long is it going to take for you to go back to a sporting event once they go ahead and give the okay? Let me know what you think. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. Major League Baseball's trying to come back. Isolation, no fans. NBA, you know, they're thinking about it. No fans. The NFL, they still have time. Let's go to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Let's check in with Barefoot. That's a hell of a name. Barefoot, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, you're doing a great job, JR.
Thank you, Barefoot. What's on your mind?
Oh, man. Listen, I'm a professional magician. I haven't done a show since St. Patrick's Day. So I've been not hanging around nobody for over 2 weeks now. So I know I don't have it. You know what I'm trying to say? So I'm quarantined. So I think if you took the test and you don't have it or anything else, I would go as soon as they open it, you know, because the older people who might can get respiratory problems and the little kids with respiratory problems, you know, maybe they can't have that excitement anyway. Maybe they need to stay home anyway. I mean,
you don't want to be the old guy who can't catch the foul ball. You want to catch the foul ball with your hand, not your head.
Yeah. I mean, it's so boring down here in Myrtle Beach. You know, Myrtle Beach is the golf capital of the world. I mean, that's how boring it is. I'd actually go watch a golf match. That's how bad it's getting, bro. I mean, they had some people playing some ping pong. I'd probably go watch that crap, man.
Okay. Hey, we've had some interesting options on the TV right now. Thank you for calling up, Barefoot. You be well out in Myrtle Beach.
You're doing a great job, big dog.
Thank you. Shout outs to Barefoot holding down in South Carolina. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of folks who, some are like Bigfoot or Barefoot. He's like, listen, when sports comes back, I'm going right back. And then you had Trey, who's like, hey, I'm not going to risk it. Let's talk to Tom in Baltimore. Tom, you on CBS Sports Radio. You going right back to the game or you going to take your time?
I'm going right back to the game. I think you need that stuff, and hopefully it's baseball. Now, I work midnight, so I can't get to a lot of the games, but I go to all the day games.
Okay.
And just sit out there in the bleachers. It's a thing to do. I mean, hey, I'm man. An older guy, but shoot, I catch the ball, I give it to one of the little kids next to me.
Oh,
that's
you
the way
a good
it goes.
Man.
That's where I play.
You're a good man, Tom. You're a good man.
Yeah, I'm going back to the game as soon as it starts up.
Okay, all right. Bless you, Tom. Thank you so much for calling up. Yeah, I mean, we want to get back to normal. I don't know anybody who doesn't want to get back to normal. And I think once the games start up, do I expect it personally from a business standpoint? Do I expect attendance to be normal? Do I expect it to be at a high? No. Because everybody's not going to go back. There's going to be a stigma attached. We're going to have to roll out and get used to it. People are going to have to feel assured, and people will have to feel safe in going to these games. This is an experience that I don't think anybody would have ever imagined, anybody would have ever thought that we would have in our lifetimes, to go, you know, a weeks, months, primarily in the house. And that's even for folks who work. And shout outs to the people who do have to go outside and work every day. Thank you. Because nobody's doing it by, you know, hey, I just want to go outside. That's not how it's rolling. And so this is going to have an effect. Even when the games come back, there's going to be a residual effect on attendance. And whether it's the tailgates or whether it's actual people showing up. I'd be interested to see if ratings go up, local and nationally, for a lot of the games that we have. You know, whether the NFL adjusts their rules. I would assume they will when it comes to the blackout rule, where you have to have a certain percentage of fans in the stadium. Otherwise, it doesn't pop on TV. You won't get it in your local market. We got Mike calling up from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mike, how are you, my man? Go ahead.
I'm doing great, JR. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. What's up?
Enjoying the show. Yeah, well, you know what? When things start going up again, the okay to go back to games, I'm not going to go right away. I'm going to wait. You know, I think people are going to be hesitant. They're going to be weary. They don't want to be sitting next to people again and all that kind of thing.
Slapping fives and celebrating and all of that, right?
Yeah, I don't go to a lot of athletic events to begin with, so I'd be completely fine sitting at home watching them on television. And, the attendance at the games, the athletic events, it's going to take a hit for a while. Yeah. And, you know, people are scared and understandably. So in my case, yeah, I'm just going to kick back and, you know, play it safe for a while. And I probably wouldn't go back to see a game or something probably till like next year. That's just what I think about it.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike. That sounds reasonable. I get it. You know, for me in my position, you know, I go to a lot of games And, you know, I'll sit around and hang out in the crowd. I may head upstairs to try to get a good vantage point of whatever I'm looking at. I may be in a press box. You know, it depends. I haven't even put too much thought into things myself outside of, yeah, I'm fine with watching things on television. I'm cool with it. I didn't go to a lot of games growing up. I watched everything on television. And a lot of games, I feel like I just had to, you know, if I didn't see it, I'd have to watch the game through the box score in the physical newspaper the next day. So for me, it won't be too much of a loss. But like everyone else, I want the games to come back, but not at the expense of anyone's health, you know, whether it has to deal with the athletes, the organizations, or the public. So, you know, hopefully everyone of these leagues, they're making the right decisions. They're following the guidelines and the rules of what the government and the CDC decide and say. And I think that's what we should pay attention to while still exercising our own common sense and our own caution. You know, no reason to jump feet first into anything. You know, I don't think the NFL is going to fall off the face of the earth. The NBA is not going to disappear, and neither is Major League Baseball. So, you know, even with or without sports, you know, continue to stay safe in whatever you're doing and whatever you're working on. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, I'm going to hit you with the rollout. Okay, there's some big stories, including Dana White. He's trying to push forward with his UFC card. You're not going to believe where he's trying to hold it. You know, we got flight restrictions and he has a brilliant idea, or is it pretty dumb? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, we don't have live sports, but we have had a few hopes, I guess you can call it, kind of thrown out there. Over the weekend, the president of the United States spoke with the major commissioners of the top sporting leagues here. And we've had some interesting things come out of it. Adam Silver said today, no decisions regarding the NBA, he doesn't presume, will be made until May. Okay? Major League Baseball, it's being reported that they are exploring, basically moving all teams to Phoenix, Arizona, to start the season, I presume, as early as May. They would utilize all of the spring training facilities, Chase Field, home of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they would obviously work with the proper authorities to do this and make sure it's safe. This would be an extreme quarantine, and it would take place in Phoenix, Arizona, and in the surrounding area with all of the ballparks there. The NFL, you know, President Trump said he sees the NFL going on as normal by the time we get to September. And so that leads me to this question. You know, when things are kind of back to normal, when we do have the okay, you know, how long before you go back to the games, before you go to an NFL game or tailgate, before you go pay to an NHL game or an NBA game? Are you going right back in it? 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief. I'm rocking with you for 20 more minutes until Amy Lawrence takes over. Let's go to Tyler in South Carolina. Tyler, go on ahead.
All right, man. And glad to hear your show, man. First time listener. Great show.
Thank you. Appreciate you. What's on your mind?
Going back to the games, just because the virus meets its peak doesn't mean there's still not a risk to actually even still contracting the virus and spreading it. So even if I do go back to the games, am I really benefiting myself to just go pay money to watch millionaires go play ball? Or am I really actually doing harm to society itself? I'm going to hang up and let you and listen to you.
All right. Thank you, Tyler. I mean, that's an individual choice. I certainly got no problem with my couch. And I don't have to put on clothes to leave either. Okay? And I like that aspect of it. Let's talk to Ryan in North Carolina. Ryan, go on ahead. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call again. I'm good to talk to you again.
Sure, shoot.
What I was going to say, a few things, actually. I do think when the sports do start back, they're probably, everything I'm hearing, and I'm not a professional or anything, but everything I'm hearing, they're probably not going to allow fans in at first. So I think we are going to have empty arenas and stadiums. When they do give us the all clear to go back, I'm definitely going to – I've been going to games for a while. I'm definitely going to go back because, you know, I think I'll have an even greater appreciation. Not having it, I think I'll have an even greater appreciation for, you know, for going to these games. And I definitely, you know, can't wait to get back there. I think me as well as everybody else who does go back will definitely be more cautious, and you may not be talking to a lot of people or high-fiving a lot of people at first. You're probably going to be, you know, a little bit more – you know, a little bit more, you know, more cautious about it. I do think the games will, I think the sports will find a way to go, to continue. I just think they're going to err on caution for a while. And I definitely will go back. And at first, you know, about a month ago when all this was starting, you know, everybody, including LeBron James, talking about he wouldn't do play in front of fans. We were all saying, you know, we would not want to see games without fans and this and that. Yeah. But now, after not having it, everything that's going on, I think we would take games. I mean, just to see the sports again, I think we would be okay with – everybody would be okay with no fans for right now. And that saves the lives. You know, nobody's around them. I think we would take that right now.
I got you, Ryan. I don't disagree. Thank you so much, Ryan, for calling up from North Carolina. Yeah, something is better than nothing. I mean, how many more replays can you watch? Me personally, I'm done with replays. I don't want to see a replay of anything. It's not. It took me a minute to even turn on WrestleMania. I'm like, God, I hear these wrestlers screaming. They sound weird. Except for when they get hit with chairs. I'm like, whoa, that's what getting hit with a steel chair sounds like? Okay. But besides that, nah, it's not. I'll pass. I personally am in no rush. Do I want to see sports back? Yes, and absolutely. Just like everyone who hears the sound of my voice, we all want sports back. And I'll take watching baseball in Phoenix with no fans. I mean, let's be real. I mean, during the course of the regular season, how many baseball games are you watching anyway where you feel the game is impacted by the fans, where the fans actually set the atmosphere? I feel like most Major League Baseball games, and this is a lot in America, you know, especially in the NBA, maybe the NFL not so much. You know, you do have more fan interaction. You know, you're trying to disrupt the defense and the cadence and their calls, etc. But I feel a lot of times you go to an NBA game, it can be background noise depending on where you're sitting. You know, people are sitting on their hands. Major League Baseball, people are outside baking in the sun. You know, it's not like hurrah the whole game. So I don't think for baseball it's going to make that much of a difference. And in baseball, you have these 50,000 seat, baseball stadiums. And half the time the capacity isn't even filled up. You know, in the postseason it gets bumping. You know, you'll hear the rallies, etc. But, you know, it's not going to make that big a difference for watching on television. These guys are used to playing in spring training. And sometimes you go somewhere, people show up. Sometimes they don't. Athletes, I would venture to say their checks still cash the same way. And I venture to say that they probably don't care. Do they want to play in front of fans? Yes. Does LeBron want to dunk and stare into the crowd and look at the guy and stare down the dude who's telling him that he's washed up? Yes, it adds to it. But for baseball, not so much. And trust me, I love a good trash talk. I'll take somebody trash talking over anybody. I want to see Russell Westbrook yelling at fans. I want to see, you know, Bryce Harper, you know, looking in the stands. I want to see the Houston Astros getting beamed and getting taunted by fans. I want that. But do I think it's going to affect what goes on the field? No, not at all. So in that regard, I'm going to hedge. I'm going to take my time. There ain't no rush. It's just time for everybody to be safe and everybody to be smooth. You know, Amy Lawrence is coming back up. So right now, you know what time it is? It's time for me to roll out some of the top news stories. That's right. It's time to roll out some of the top sports stories before I roll out and Amy Lawrence takes over. First of all, listen, folks, Ben Wallace. Yes, Ben Wallace, Detroit Pistons, former defensive player of the year, block every shot, grab every rebound. You know, Carmelo Anthony, like everybody else, he has been on Instagram Live, and he happened to be on IG Live with Dwayne Wade towards the end of last week. And they started talking about Darko Milicic, who was selected before Carmelo Anthony in that NBA draft. Carmelo Anthony said, if I would have gone to the Detroit Pistons and been drafted and played with Tayshaun Prince and Rip Hamilton and Ben Wallace and Rasheed Wallace, Carmelo Anthony in that mix, he says, I would have won a couple of titles. Well, Ben Wallace of the Detroit Pistons, he says otherwise. He says we wouldn't have won the titles because Carmelo Anthony would have disturbed the team chemistry. He would have wanted the ball. And I mean, shoot, even the comeback of Carmelo Anthony cannot catch a break. Like, let Carmelo Anthony live. He's with the Portland Trail Blazers now. He's out of the NBA, and now he's back, and people are still saying he's a ball hawk. You know, maybe he would have got some championships in Denver or Detroit. Probably would have had to got rid of one of those big-time players. I told you about this earlier in the show. Dana White is too legit to quit, okay? UFC 249 is still going down as of right now, April 18th. And Dana White is actually looking forward. He wants to continue with his fights. And how's he going to do this? You can't have fans anywhere. You can't have facilities. Dana White is big time. Dana White has revealed that he is in a process. He has not closed yet. But Dana White is in the process of securing his own private island just to host UFC fights. He said it's not done yet, but it would be 2 months. 2 months. And then he would go forth and he would fly all of the fighters in on private jets. And these fights would take place on this private island. That's not bad. I mean, I guess you can get away with that if you're Dana White. It's not like you need a stadium. It's not like you need an arena. You know, you just, if you can isolate on the island and everybody could be safe, then good for Dana White. And speaking of the UFC, this is a bad idea. Anthony Smith, UFC fighter. He fought a home intruder. The man was charged with criminal trespass. That's just the wrong house to pick. Anthony Smith, he lives out in Nebraska early Sunday morning, according to police. Luke Haberman was charged and arrested with first-degree criminal trespass. Okay? The stranger, Sunday, tried to come into his home. Smith subdued him for more than 5 minutes while waiting for the police to arrive. This guy didn't get away with stealing anything. It was unclear why he was in his house. He lives with his wife, his mother-in-law, and three daughters. Nobody was injured. He said it was terrifying. He called it one of the toughest fights he has ever had. He said his wife woke him up, said there was somebody in the house. He could hear the man screaming at the top of his lungs. He left the bedroom, turned the corner, and saw him in his computer room. He walked toward him as if he was trying to scare him. He thought he might have a weapon. Smith tried to take him down, and the two started the fight. You know, so, you know, thank you. He was able to get him down. Don't cross these UFC fighters out here. You're going to roll up in somebody's house, think you're going to steal something and get away with it. Oof, you know, you don't want to cross these dudes. The NBA, amongst other things, we just told you that Commissioner Adam Silver said, I don't think I'm going to have an answer on the NBA season until May. Well, the NBA has supposedly been exploring setting up a game of horse to broadcast on ESPN. Word of advice, please don't do it. No more gimmicks, please. I watched a little bit of the NBA 2K, and shout outs to Jason Argent, who came on, and he's the VP of basketball development for NBA 2K Sports. I appreciate you and what you guys have done. I enjoyed watching a little bit of the tournament, but there have been some big blowouts. I think Andre Drummond just blew out DeMarcus Cousins by about 50 points in NBA 2K. And this was broadcast on ESPN, and I don't need any more. So please, no horse. I mean, the NBA would probably find players who have access to a half court and just have them take shots. No, thank you. I'll pass. I'll decline. I will just wait until regular basketball comes back, and hopefully we can get a completed season there. A big shout out. I love talking about Jameis Winston. He's 30-30 for all the wrong reasons. 30 interceptions. Terrible. but he actually did a great thing. Congratulations, first of all, Jameis Winston, for getting married in a private setting, which I believe was safe, a quarantined wedding. But Jameis Winston, he's also started his own coronavirus hotline. So he actually has a number. You can go to Jameis Winston's Twitter. I'm not going to give the number here, but you can go to Jameis Winston's Twitter, and he's providing people with information to go ahead and help fight this disease. So you can go ahead and add Jameis Winston to the long line and the long list of everybody that's helping to stop and slow down the coronavirus. My name is JR. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief. I will be back with you at 10 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow, 7 p.m. Pacific, just like every single night. I'm going to make way for Amy Lawrence. Shout out to my main man, Chris, running the boards. I will be back with you tomorrow. It's the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.